Hello, creepies, and welcome to another middle-aged mini-episode on the Middle-Aged and Creeped Out podcast. Enjoy the show.
Hey, creepies, welcome to Middle-Aged Mini 191. Nate is your tech engineer. We are your hosts, Sean and Todd, and we are middle-aged and creeped out. How you guys doing?
Excellent.
I'm doing great.
What's funny is that normally I do that when you're not here, so it feels kind of, it's a refreshing thing that you're actually there and we're not like, Todd, where are you at?
Yeah, I'm here. I didn't feel like doing it.
That's all right. You're like, well, back up, and if Sean says no, Nate's going to do it. If Nate says no, nobody's going
to
do it.
If I have to.
We're going to do it in complete silence.
Yeah.
Sound of silence. Here we go.
No, I'm doing good.
Yeah, this is our sign language episode.
No, watch out.
Our sign language?
I don't know much sign language. I only know a little, and most of it's inappropriate.
Yeah, there'd be nothing.
No, yeah.
Because we don't do video.
No.
Well, that's fun.
We don't.
Zero fun.
You guys didn't put an episode out this year, or this week.
This
yes,
year.
We did.
Yeah.
It was in sign language.
Yeah. But it's Friday night. We're recording.
Mm-hmm.
That is correct.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
You're like,
great follow-up.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah,
my mind went blank.
That's all right.
I doubled down on that.
You doubled down.
Vegas, right?
Yeah.
Vegas. Vegas, baby, Vegas.
It's Vegas.
We were just talking about being Vegas this week, so that's an homage to Vegas, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
All right. So what's the topic going to be?
It is Todd's pick. Tonight is Todd's night, right? It is on Lake Lanier. And if interested, please go check our show notes for the source links we used for this topic.
Excellent.
Uh-huh.
Love it.
Do you? Do you really love it?
Lake sure. Lanier.
Love is a strong word. Yes. Mm-hmm. I have a little bit of foundation. So Lake Lanier, a reservoir located about 50 miles from Atlanta, Georgia, has gained notoriety for its alleged haunting and mysterious phenomena. The lake, created in the 1950s by flooding valley communities that included a cemetery, has been the site of numerous deaths and supernatural tales. Lots of drownings.
Created in 1950s.
50. Yeah. 1950s, that's mm-hmm. right. Correct.
By flooding valley communities.
This is correct.
And that contained a cemetery, fueling beliefs that it is cursed. Historians say some unmarked graves and other structures were swallowed up by its waters. How about that?
Between
Davy Jones' locker. The
communities that were covered up. Davy Jones' locker. The communities that were covered up included, they said, so when they created this, that there were a lot of Indian burial ground, right? And they said, the Army Corps of Engineers said, we removed all those bodies. Pretty sure they didn't. And they think that a lot of the frustration or the bad energy, bad voodoo, mojo, whatever you call it, comes from people not being very happy that there's a ton of water,
mm-hmm.
you know, over
yeah.
where they used to tread or where they were laid to rest.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. It's, whole communities were displaced and all that fun jazz of creating a reservoir.
That's just like we talked about Dale Hollow and like Lake Cumberland and all yeah. that stuff. That's
they've all been created the same way.
Yeah.
The dam of this lake is Buford Dam.
Buford Dam.
Buford. Mm-hmm. That sounds about right.
Yeah, it does. Kind of goes with it, the theme.
Uh-huh.
So since its creation, Lake Lanier has been the site of numerous drowning incidents and boating accidents. The lake's murky waters and submerged structures make it particularly dangerous, contributing to the high number of unexplained drownings and boating fatalities. So over 600 people have lost their lives in Lake Lanier since its formation, and some bodies never recovered.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I heard some places, like since 94, it was 200, but I heard upwards of 600 too. And so it's like... the hardest thing to, so, you know, I've not been in Dale Hollow, but I have been in Cumberland and I've been in some, you know, other lakes that I know are man-made, and I don't ever feel like it's trying to kill me, you know, mm-hmm. like, but this one, there's so many, they say that people will go under, and normally when somebody's fighting the water or drowning, there's at least some attempts for them to, you know, break through the water, and you see them struggle, then they go under, then they don't come back up. This, in these cases, people go down and they just don't come back up. And they said it's very, very strange, the reports of how when people drown. And they said that one girl that got pulled from the water, she told authorities they were just relieved that she was okay. And she was very apologetic and said she felt silly. And they're like, no, look, like, you're lucky that you survived. A lot of people don't survive. We have so many, you know, people that just go into the water and don't come back. And she's like, I'm an advanced swimmer and a lifeguard. There's no reason that I should have had so much difficulty. But she said it felt like the water felt like molasses. And it isn't. There's nothing different about that water. It doesn't feel like, you know, you put your arm in it, they said, and it's not like it feels heavy. So it shouldn't be thick. But there's something in it or something about it that causes people to feel like they're being pulled under or something. I don't know. You can't, obviously a lot of the people you can't ask, but so it was interesting that this girl could say, no, it was just this hard struggle. And I felt like, you know, I've had to finally really overpower it, but it took everything I had. Mm-hmm. So that to me is wild.
Yeah. I read something earlier said, people feel like, they feel unseen hands grabbing at them
in mm-hmm. the
water and pulling them down.
Yeah. Yep.
The Indians, they're not happy, man.
In 2017, longtime diver Buck Buchanan. Now, isn't that a name?
It's a great name.
Buck Buchanan. Superhero Buck Buchanan. Double B. He told local media that he sometimes felt body parts in the lake during his many excursions. He is quoted as saying, you reach out into the dark and you feel an arm or a leg and it doesn't move, he said. Mm. Yikes. Mm. But that has not affected the lake's popularity, with about 12 million visitors last year. I don't know when this was written. Lake Lanier was one of the most visited core-built lakes in the nation.
That's wild. So Buck Buchanan makes me think of Evel Knievel. It's like those kind of name.
They operate Evel freaking 464 lakes in 43 states, the Corps of Engineers, Corps of Engineers.
Army,
yep. That's crazy. Lake Cumberland, I believe Del Hollow.
Yeah.
Lake Lanier.
There's a ton of
those are the ones I know.
Yeah, they did. That was, I should say convenience, but it was an ability to get communities that could thrive. Because they originally built communities right by rivers and, you know, water sources, but then they're like, but then they got to the point where, like, we can make more of a water source, you know, relocate and, you know, be higher, you know, use higher ground. And so that's what a lot of those things were, just brain children of like, we're going to do advanced communities. And it's like, but yeah, I would not have known those things until you like learn this and like, oh yeah, there used to be a city, but now it's underwater.
Mm-hmm.
So that's pretty wild.
One of the most popular ghost stories with Lake Lanier is that of the Lady of the Lake.
Uh-oh.
In 1958, two women, Delilah Parker Young and Susie Roberts, were driving across Brown's Bridge when their car plunged into the lake. The vehicle was discovered a year later, but only one of the bodies was found. Delilah Park Young's body was recovered, but she was missing her hands and toes.
Mm.
Since then, there have been numerous reports of a ghostly figure in a blue dress seen near the lake, believed to be the spirit of Delilah, searching for her lost appendages. This spectral figure, known as the Lady of the Lake, has become a central figure in the haunting lore of Lake Lanier.
You think she's pulling everybody down? Possible.
Trying to
shoot pulling
her
leg.
She might be. Oh. Wow. Makes me think of that. But
she can't pull you down. She doesn't have any hands.
What? It's that like that movie, What Lies Beneath, with Harrison Ford.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And
Michelle Pfeiffer. Great movie. But yeah, terrifying. But that's maybe what's happening.
Yeah. Yeah. There's so much that happens here that they have so many accidents that they're.
It's outstanding, it's kinda, the numbers, right? Yeah. I mean, like, it's very eerie.
They said there was a victim. One of the latest victims, 73-year-old Matthew Mayo of Gainesville, was fishing out of a bass boat with his wife at the time of the incident. When the man tried to sit down in the seat, it became unbolted from the floor and caused him to fall into the water, According to a statement from the Georgia Department of Natural Resources, Mayo did not resurface. Game wardens then located his body in 6 feet of water, and Hall County Fire made a recovery of the body. Says all swim areas at the lake are swim at your own risk, and there are no lifeguards on duty. So, yikes.
Kind of weird. Yeah. Visitors and locals have reported witnessing strange lights hovering over the lake, hearing disembodied voices, and experiencing sudden drops in temperature. Fishermen have told stories of feeling something pull at their lines from below, only to reel in nothing.
That's weird. This says, all swim areas at the lakes are swim at your own risk, as there are no lifeguards on duty. Outside of swimming areas, Lake Lanier is known to be one of the most dangerous lakes because of boating traffic and submerged debris. Some 12 million people still visit Lake Lanier annually, though it also had the highest number of boating incidents, injuries, and boating under the influence incidents in 2023. Have been two recorded. What's that?
No way. People drink.
There have been two recorded drownings so far at Lake Lanier this year. A representative from the Georgia Department of Resources. Lake Lanier is a man-made lake that was built over the historically black town of Oscarville. Although the community had a strong culture and economy, Oscarville residents were also subject to intense racial violence after 19-year-old May Crow, a white woman, was found dead in a nearby woods in 1912. Four black people were blamed for the crime. One of them, Robert Big Rob Edwards, was lynched shortly after his arrest. It says Ernest Knox and Oscar Daniel, who were also blamed for Crow's death, were later tried and hanged. Mobs also came to the town to drive black residents out from Forsyth County. Churches and businesses were destroyed, leading black residents to abandon their homes. More than 1,000 people were displaced, according to the information from this website.
Whoa. 4,000.
Yeah.
These hauntings don't just stay in the lake, either.
Uh-oh.
Several houses and structures near the Lake Lanier... Another brain flub today, are also believed to be haunted. People living in the area have reported hearing footsteps, doors slamming shut on their own, and seeing shadowy figures moving about their homes. These hauntings are often attributed to the spirits of those displaced by the lake's creation or those who died in its waters.
Oh. Nate was saying earlier about Delilah Parker Young and Susie Roberts.
Mm-hmm.
Going off on the, it's called The Curse of Brown's Bridge. Brown's Bridge says, you know, people experience car trouble, you know, suddenly, and they see apparitions and feeling an unsettling presence while crossing the bridge. It says, visitors and locals have reported witnessing strange lights hovering over the lake, hearing disembodied voices, and experiencing sudden drops in temperature. Fishermen have told stories of feeling something pulled at their lines from below, only to reel in nothing. Says swimmers have been reported feeling unseen hands grabbing at their... Did you ever read this, Nate?
Yeah.
Sorry.
I didn't read that paragraph, though.
Which one?
Reporting seeing unhit.
Oh, okay.
Unseen hands.
Sorry. Unseen hand... cinder block. hands grabbing at their legs, pulling them under. These unexplained phenomena have contributed to the belief that the Lake Lanier is haunted by the spirits of those who perished in its waters or whose graves were submerged during its creation.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's, I don't know.
Did you know they have haunted boat tours?
No.
It says haunted Ooh. Lake Lanier ghost tours with Captain Dave.
Captain Dave.
This says our haunted Lake Lanier tours are typically around 2.5 hours and start at 7:30 p.m. Tour includes boat, captain, gas. That's what it says. Tour guide and paranormal investigation tools. Really? Excuse me. Cost for public tour sharing the boat is $60 per person. Minimum 4 guests. It's a $500 flat rate for private tour. Up to 10 guests includes boat, captain, and gas. I don't know why they have to keep... Well, yeah, you don't have to include your own gas. Or you don't have to do your own gas. But yeah, so it actually gives... If you look into it, you just have to let Captain Dave know and you can make a reservation.
Hmm.
It's pretty wild.
Captain Dave.
Thank you, Captain Dave. No Captain Daves were. we did not receive any kind of payment from Captain Dave for that that plug. But you're welcome, Captain Dave.
Yeah, I like it.
So we're going. I don't know if we want to swim.
No, I'm not going to swim or boat.
No boating, no swimming. Maybe just look
no
at
no boating,
it from the
no
side.
Swimming.
Yeah, maybe if Captain Dave.
Oh yeah,
you're like well, yeah.
Well, I gotta go with Captain Dave. Right? I'm showing my tattoo.
Exactly. Yes.
Look, Captain Dave. Arr.
Arr. Yeah, I don't
first
know.
Mate.
I admit, with all the deaths there, but they say, you know, all these other people still go and flock there, and like, yeah, you know.
They said over 12 million people. 12 million people
annually. I mean, so a lot of people are living, but a lot of people dying.
There's so many boating accidents.
Oh my gosh!
It all bodies of water. It's. I mean, if we really knew about it,
mm-hmm.
we wouldn't go. But anyway. What
that's
else we got?
True.
Or
what
else?
If you knew what lies beneath, just like
truly lies beneath.
The naming of the lake, eventually they decided on the name it after Sidney Lanier, an 18th century Georgia poet who wrote Song of the Chattahoochee.
That's all right. That's kind of awesome.
Hmm. Okay.
Chattahoochee's fun to say.
Mm-hmm. That's why I said that.
Went down yonder in a Chattahoochee. Gets hotter than a hoochie coochie.
So,
that's what that makes me think of.
Lake Lanier is about 625 billion gallons of water.
Ooh.
Equivalent of 950,000 Olympic-size swimming pools.
Good Lord. That's a lot.
It's a lot of... Agua.
It's a lot of cheddar.
Cheddar.
Well, we can check it out. Just like I said, I'm not swimming or boating unless I'm with Captain Dave.
Ooh.
What?
Uh-oh, what's ooh?
Some people have claimed to hear church bells from the sunken church.
Oh, that's cool and creepy.
Mm-hmm.
And sad. Wow.
Beaufort, Georgia. So it is. I'm waiting for the how far away it is. Do, do, do.
Hmm.
8 hours and 35 minutes.
It's a drive.
Uh-huh.
That is a drive.
Oh, don't worry. There's a quicker drive. It's 8 hours and 15 minutes.
Oh, okay.
Well, so
that's
we're
doable.
Good.
Well, then I'm in.
Totally doable.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is
8:17, I guess, but flood warning. No kidding.
I like boating and going to lakes. Obviously, we go to Lake Cumberland, but I don't know if I'd enjoy this one.
Yeah.
It's got a little bit of a dark cloud over it. Dark cloud of death.
Yeah, I feel like once you fall in, you're not coming back up. No matter if you can swim well or not. I don't know. No, thanks. Not for me. I can swim.
Yeah.
Is that it?
That is it.
I think that's all I can find.
Are you going to take us out of this, Nate?
Am I?
I don't know. Have you been thinking about anything?
I'm always thinking. Hop on the boat, Captain Dave.
There you go. You did it.
That's a wrap.
Nice.
You can tell I'm not very good at leading these in and out.
I was looking at you wondering
I was
if
like,
you were going to.
He started it. Is he going to finish it? And I'm like, I'm the worst. Just ask. Anytime we do this, either Nate and I or if it's Pete or whoever's over there, I'm just like, I don't know what to do next. Well, thank you, Nate, for that. And we want to thank you, Creepies, for listening to Middle Age Mini 191 and our discussion on Lake Lanier. Until next time, we'll talk to you later.
See ya.
Peace out.